Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here for Audio Mofo. I'm grinding coffee. It's all very exciting, as you can tell.
It is. It's going to taste yummy when you're done.
Well, anyway, it's a nice day out. A little bit hot, but that's okay because I got a porch, and my porch is screened in. So, sit here in the shade, and then the breeze comes through. It's actually very nice. Yesterday, after we left the coffee shop, we went to Zooey's, had a few drinks with a good friend of ours, and we just sat around, talked about the yachts, and played some music on the jukebox, and had a good time. And we were there till like 8:30, and we were like, do we want to go to Eldo's? I don't know. I don't want to stay all night. And when we go to Eldo's, we end up staying all night. So we actually went to Eldo's and didn't stay all night, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But we did have a good time. We only had a couple at Eldo's. And we split a Italian sandwich because Eldo's has really good Italian subs. And I sang I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen and Iris by Goo Goo Dolls, which I haven't sung that one. Years and years and years. I'm not even sure I did all that great, but
I liked it.
Grinding coffee. We're going to go see a friend of ours today, co-owner of our radio station. And a girl. We're going to eat something, I'm pretty sure.
We're trying to figure out what burgers, Italian, and we're trying to figure out which kind of food you want to eat when we figure out the place.
I would have suggested Chinese, but I don't know if I'm in the mood for cat foo young at this evening.
That means you and his girl would have to, if we did like a buffet, you'd have to get up for you and me, and she'd have to get up for him and her. And
see, when it comes to Chinese food, I'm not actually, well, I was a fan of an Asian buffet. It was Two's that was here in Columbus. They had, it was a Japanese buffet. They had sushi, they had all sorts of seafood. And they had like the traditional, like General Tso's chicken and egg rolls and crab rangoons and stuffed mushrooms, like crab and cheese stuffed mushrooms that were really good. But they had octopus salad, which sounds kind of weird, and it is kind of weird, but it is delicious. And they had this really good shrimp and sushi. I think I mentioned sushi, but that was like the main thing I loved getting at Coos was the sushi. But they closed because they weren't a Fort Rapids water park hotel here in Columbus that got closed down by the Board of Health because of mold and bed bugs. If the local newspapers around here were actually telling the truth, which they might not, I mean, you know how I feel about the media. They're all a bunch of liars and bunko artists and bullshitters. But if you were to believe that what you would read, basically, they had a mold problem, probably because of the water park. They also had a bed bug problem because they don't clean. And they also had problems with people getting sick off of chlorine fumes, which I can actually kind of believe because you would have to use heavy chlorine in that water park. And to have a lot of that enclosed and then part of the hotel, you're asking for it, basically, without proper air filtration.
Can I draw in, please?
I'm almost done, but have it go nuts. So, yeah. In other news, my operating system updated today without my knowledge.
On your phone or your computer?
On my phone.
Oh.
I woke up, and we were listening to one of our DJs who switched to Fridays. And apparently my phone started acting weird. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Oh, that's nice. And it was downloading the update to the ops system.
And then I'm just like, ah, the hell with it. And I went ahead and installed it, which took about 10 minutes while we were eating our breakfast, brunch, lunch, whatever you want to call it.
Leckfast.
So we had chocolate chip pancakes. Wasn't anything special. Well, it was, but it just got some shake and pour, or whatever Bizquick calls it these days. It was called shake and pour back in my days as a Boy Scout, but it's probably called something a little bit more sophisticated sounding now. But anyway, I used that to make some pancakes, and I dropped some chocolate chips in there, because regular pancakes can be a little bit boring.
It was special, though, because it was our first, like, breakfast at your house that you made, so it was very special to me.
I've made us eggs and... I've made us omelets before.
They haven't.
Uh-huh.
Phew.
Excuse me.
Well, you were almost done. It sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll do it more next time.
But, sorry. But anyway, so far it's actually pretty nice. Battery's lasting a lot longer, which is awesome. But none of the bullshit with Audio Boom has gone away. Like, every time I open it, a boom that I have no intention of listening to starts playing. And also, it's almost like, what's the point in subscribing to people, because you're never going to be able to get to their booms. I get maybe, I'm able to leaf through my channel, or whatever you call it, and it still goes from somebody I follow to somebody I give no shits about, just because they talk about basketball, and I'm like, I don't give a shit about basketball.
Like LeBron James.
So can you please fix the app so that I can just listen to the people I'm following? I live in Ohio doesn't mean I give two shits about LeBron James. Knock it off. I don't care how much they pay you. I'm not interested. So that's about all I got for today. And I'll hopefully be back tomorrow for day whatever of Audio Mofo. And until then, pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.